You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's BloggingTheBoys.com. My name is RJ Ocho. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RJ Ocho. You can also watch along live on the Blogging the Boys Facebook live feed. It is Sunday, December 16th, 2018. We are not alone. We are joined by the one, the only, the man himself, my dad, Papa Ocho. What's up, my dude?
Hey, just here. Big Indianapolis town.
We are in Indianapolis. I don't know the area code, or else I would have said the big, you know, like 123 or whatever it was.
Yeah,
I don't know the area code. We are in Indianapolis. The Cowboys lost to the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of you that follow us know we do a road game every year. We go to a Cowboys road game, kind of make a trip of it, sort of our annual father-son thing. We were fortunate and blessed enough that we did two trips this year. We went to Atlanta early on in the season, and now we came to Indianapolis, and the Cowboys lost. And not only did the Cowboys lose, the Cowboys got skunked 23-0. We've seen a lot of things in our travels. We had never seen a blanking like that.
Yeah, I know. It was disappointing, especially because they moved the ball effectively, at least in the first half, between the 20s, and they couldn't punch it in. They just kind of disintegrated once they got inside the 20, and all kinds of errors and, you know, just mental stuff and, you know, just bad play calling, just a lot of bad things that went wrong for them once they got inside the red zone.
Well, that's kind of been the story of even who they are when they're successful. I mean, specifically through the 5-game win streak, which ended today, obviously, with the loss in Indianapolis. They've had trouble. You know, they can knock on the door, but then when nobody answers, they just go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so today, they really kind of got off on a left-footed note with the blocked field goal attempt early on, and I meant to tweet this, but there was some internet issues. All the credit in the world to Chris Jones and Brett Maher for running that down. You don't see every kicker and holder do that, but obviously yeah, they're very, very good. But I think before we dive into the game, I think an over sort of arching message needs to be stated, or at least I want to state, is that this, look, it sucks that they lost, and that they lost the way they did, but if you had told me a week ago, you said, look, man, you can have one of these two games. You can have one between Philly and Indianapolis. Even knowing that we were going to come here, we were going to experience it and everything like that, I would have taken these results 100 times out of 100. It sucks that the Cowboys lost. And again, nothing makes that better. But they did take care of the important business. They put themselves in a position where they were allowed to, so to speak, to lose this game. You're not going to win all 16 games in the NFL. You're not going to have a win streak that goes on forever. That's just the way things are, and it is very disappointing the way they lost. But overall, I feel like they're still at a very good place, and if anything, this is a bit of a you know, humbling moment.
Just a gut check. Yeah,
right.
No, I mean, I agree with that. You know, obviously we're disappointed, but, you know, we talked 6 weeks ago about the gauntlet, the 5-game gauntlet that was upcoming at that time. And we said then that if they went 3-2 through that gauntlet, that that would be fair. That would be, you know, meeting the expectation. They actually went 5-0 through that. So, you know, if you attack this game on, you know, and instead of a 5-game, a 6-game gauntlet, then they went 5-1 through this gauntlet, and you know, that's not bad. It's not terrible. So, you know, would have felt better if it had been a close game. But, you know, I also have a theory on this game that it's a game of two extremes, where the Colts played way beyond what they're capable and what their abilities are. And obviously the Cowboys played way below what they've demonstrated they can do consistently in the past games. So, you know, you take the average of that and, you know, maybe it's a closer game. But certainly the Colts aren't that good and the Cowboys are not that bad.
I agree with that. I mean, and again, the perspective I think that's necessary is the last two losses on the season for the Cowboys were to AFC teams. I mean, if you're going to lose, that's who you want to lose to. I mean, if you told me, look, man, you got to lose six games on a season, I would say, okay, how many, you know, put four of them against AFC teams. That's what I want. Three of the Cowboys' six losses so far have been to the AFC South. Amazing. Imagine if I told you before the season started, they're going to beat one team in that division. It's going to be the Jaguars. That would have been pretty hard to believe. But I think, and I'm not saying this in a super negative way, I think there might have been some looking ahead for the Cowboys. And look, I think that they're very good, and people don't want to give them this credit all the time, but I think that the Cowboys, and Jason Garrett specifically, to highlight one of his strengths, are very good at our backs are against the wall, it's us against the world, we got to kill or be killed kind of thing. And they did that. They really did that. But the moment they get just a little bit of breathing room, the moment where they can afford to lose something like they had today in Indianapolis, then that killer instinct is gone, so to speak. And I think that's just kind of what we saw. You know, they didn't need to win this one. They weren't as desperate to win this game as they were last week or the week before. And, you know, I mean, desperation comes in different ways. Like against the Saints, it's we want to prove to the world that we're better than the Saints and we can beat them, whatever. And the Eagles, it was we want to win the division, etc. That drive was not there today.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, that and many other reasons, which we probably don't have enough time to debate today, could be the reason or the cause for how flat they were, because they were just flat. I mean, they were flat on defense, something we haven't seen all season, let alone the past few games. I mean, they've been stout on defense, and, you know, they were boring holes through that front four of the Cowboys like you can't imagine. I mean, the guys were coming through untouched. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, I think that it's fair to say that they came out flat on offense inside the red zone like they've been doing. They were very flat on defense, and even on the special teams with that blocked field goal, you know, I was watching Maher hit field goals 50-plus in the pregame. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't say his confidence was down or anything, but they were just flat when they had to be when they had to execute well.
No, I think this, again, was just a case of, you know, everybody's been there. You play a poker game, your chip stack gets a little large. You start, you know, maybe betting on some things you wouldn't have bet on before. You're not as cautious, sort of thing. And I think a microcosm of that whole effort or idea against the Colts specifically, by the way, if you're joining us late, welcome to OSU Live. We do this all the time. We are in Indianapolis following the Cowboys' loss to the Colts. A microcosm of that, this was maybe the worst game. And I don't mean to say he had a terrible game. It was a bad game. But this was maybe the worst game that we've seen Leighton Vander Esch play since the whole Wolf Hunter thing really took off. He did try to run that non-fumble back for a touchdown later on in the game. And I think this was a big game for Leighton specifically because it was featuring him and Darius Leonard. And it was kind of whoever wins this is going to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. And so I think that was kind of a microcosm, kind of a looking beyond necessarily what's at stake in this particular game. And I think that just happened everywhere. But I do think it's worth mentioning that the Cowboys had all sorts of injuries. I mean, they had no Zach Martin for the first time ever. They obviously have no Travis Frederick. They had Xavier Suafilo go down with injury. I mean, they had a really, really, really beat up offensive line. Their only two starters of their, you know, perennial players were Tyron Smith, who's had a really bad season for his standards, and Lyle Collins, who has certainly had his own struggles. But, I mean, along the offense, the only dude who balled out was Zeke, and that's just what Zeke does, though.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even when we've talked about it several times before, Looney. I mean, Looney has come in and done, I think, a remarkable job of filling in for Frederick. But today he had a couple of very costly holding penalties. And, you know, who knows? Maybe if he doesn't hold, you know, they sack Dak and he gets hurt or whatever. But still, you know, he had been able to avoid that up until now. And so, you know, yeah, even today, the bad karma got to Looney.
It was a gross game. I mean, just so many penalties. And I know that everybody's sick of this at every level of the NFL, every team, every game, every division, whether it's Sunday afternoon or Monday Night Football. I mean, it is obnoxious. And it just, we talk about this all the time. We say that sometimes it's just your day. Sometimes the ball bounces your way. Sometimes, you know, everything's going your way. And sometimes it's the exact opposite. And that was kind of the case today. You know, Cowboys would pick up a critical third down or a critical fourth down holding. You know, they had the interception late in the game, which they'd already lost the game by then. But, you know, I mean, it breathed just one breath of life into the game. And, of course, there's a penalty on the defense. I mean, it was just they could not get out of their own way, so to speak. And some of that is on them, you know, the penalties. But some of it is how ticky-tack the NFL can get. And that's why, I mean, it was just sometimes this happens. Sometimes you have a dud game.
Yeah, I mean, and this was definitely the one of the season so far for the Cowboys. And again, you know, as I said, I don't believe they're as bad as they played today. And I also don't believe the Colts are as good. I mean, obviously they have Andrew Luck, and he's a formidable quarterback, obviously. But, you know, I mean, just the holes they were going through, just how open the receivers were. I mean, if they were that good, they wouldn't be struggling like they have been, you know, just, and they're hoping on a prayer, on a whim to get into the playoffs. But, you know, so that's what I think, you know, just, you know, this was a game where the Cowboys came out flat. And, you know, I didn't see Garrett's press conference, but I'm sure he said we just have to execute better. And I think it really applies this time.
It's, you know, not that the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl, so nobody freak out, but I do think that if you've seen this movie before, you know, the team that wins the Super Bowl, a lot of times they kind of have this game before the playoffs start where they just, you look at them and say, oh, they're done. Their goose is cooked. You know, I think back last year when the Eagles played the Raiders on Monday Night Football. I mean, they struggled in that game. And it was, you know, that was the, oh, this team's done. Foles can't do it, et cetera. And again, not that anybody's going to win the Super Bowl or not to, you know, sort of make any proclamations. But I think that happens. I think, you know, we talk so much about you want to peak at the right time and you want to get hot at the right time. And I think, for example, the Los Angeles Chargers are getting hot at the right time. And the Cowboys have been hot for a little while, but I think this was necessary because you've got to realize that it's not going to be given to you. You know, the Cowboys' offense is just, I mean, it needs an indictment. I mean, so if you want to count overtime last week as a quarter, which, I mean, you could. I mean, it was a quarter of play, a period of play. Out of their last 13 quarters, which is the last three games, New Orleans, the five against Philadelphia, and the four today against Indianapolis, out of those 13 quarters, the Cowboys have scored a touchdown in the game of football in three of them. Three out of 13.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that happen, like we've been talking about, once they get into the red zone. And I don't know if, you know, they change their blocking schemes or whatever, but, you know, inevitably Dak seems to end up having to swallow or take a sack that at some point even puts them outside field goal range. So, yeah, I mean, it just, they seem to be a different team once they get inside the red zone. And that's obviously something where they just have to execute better, I think, and try to understand and do a, you know, post-mortem on what's happening there and try to correct it.
I think it is worth noting, obviously, the Cowboys, they still have a 97% chance of being in the playoffs, so that's very valuable perspective. Yeah. And it is possible, by the way, for the Cowboys to clinch the NFC East before they even play next week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because the Cowboys need either to win a game, so they have two more opportunities, or to get one Redskins and one Eagles loss before the season ends. The Washington Redskins won today. The Jacksonville Jaguars are good for nothing. I mean, literally good for nothing. So they have two games left. So you need a loss there. And the Eagles still have three games remaining because at the time of this conversation, Sunday Night Football has not happened. So I think it's fair to assume the Eagles are going to lose on Sunday night to the Los Angeles Rams, although, as previously mentioned, Nick Foles is kind of a wild card, but, you know, tomato, tomato. And so if you get that Eagles loss on Sunday night, so if that happens, that's obviously what this all hinges on. The Washington Redskins play the Tennessee Titans on Saturday next week. So you could get that loss coupled with the Eagles loss before Sunday, and Cowboys are division champions. The Cowboys are going to win this division. They just didn't get it done today. And while it's disappointing, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, it'd be a little bit less glamorous if they backed into the division title, sure, like you're saying, with Philly and Washington losing, as you're saying. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know, I mean, you take the division title however you can. And then that gives them a lot of options on what to do with the last two games, including next Sunday versus Tampa and then against the Giants the following week in week 17. whether they need to rest players or whatever they feel they need to do. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't care if they backed into it that way.
Well, I think it's interesting you bring that up. I think we're definitely headed for a sort of pseudo-bye in Week 17. And we had all thought, I know we'd written about it and talked about it, blogging the boys and here on Ocho Live and a lot of people commenting everywhere, how the Cowboys could catch the Chicago Bears for the third seed. The Bears, you talk about not backing into the playoffs. The Bears stormed into the playoffs today, won the NFC North, slayed the Mighty Dragon that is Aaron Rodgers. Good for them, by the way.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
And so the Bears won and the Cowboys lost, which makes things all the more impossible to get the third seed. So it's almost a guaranteed certainty that the Cowboys are going to win the division and be the NFC's fourth seed. So I think that will be finalized in all actuality next week. And the Cowboys will have a week to rest in Week 17 against the Giants. And it's quite possible that, and I know this game is going on while we are currently talking, if the Seahawks win today on Sunday, they could be in a similar situation. Look, hey, you know, we're the 5 seed, we can't really advance, we can't drop, let's take our own sort of bye, yeah. And then those two teams head for one another in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. No, you know, I do think it's going to end up that way inevitably, and you know, finally it's going to be Cowboys Seahawks and Bears versus probably the Vikings. It looks like they have the
it'd be interesting.
They have the you know, the in the driver's seat towards that. So yeah, I mean, you know, I'm okay with that.
It would be fun to kind of wrap up. And again, thanks to those of you joining us here after the Cowboys lost to the Colts. Again, things are going to be fine. Don't freak out. I understand it sucks, but the necessary perspective certainly doesn't hurt. Our thoughts, I guess, before we get out of here, on Indianapolis, because we do go to a road game every year in the NFL, so we're fortunate enough, we've seen a handful of stadiums, handful of cities at this point in time, thanks to all of you who are from the Indianapolis area that reached out with recommendations and things like that. We went to St. Elmo's, I thought that was, you know, everybody said he had to do that, that was incredible. My takeaway, I know this is partly yours, was the civil engineering behind what the city has going on with the skywalks. It is a very, very well-designed city, very friendly, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, certainly at the top of our list, or my list at least, in terms of infrastructure for nightlife, for restaurants, for hotels connected to restaurants, and even to the stadium. I mean, today we walked to the stadium and back without setting foot outside, and it was all through a series of skywalks through the convention center and a tunnel to come in. We came in up underneath Lucas Stadium. So, you know, it's spectacular, and that's part of what got them the hosting of the Super Bowl when they got it. And so, yeah, I mean, I think Indianapolis certainly leads the way and paves the way for the others to do that same type of thing in order if they want to host the Super Bowl and they are in a cold climate, you probably would want to do something and come do a case study on what Indianapolis has done. But the food, I think, is also spectacular here. In terms of the stadiums, right now I would have to say Mercedes-Benz is just phenomenal. Above and beyond what Lucas Stadium has. And it's above AT&T, like we talked about last time, about a month ago. So yeah, kudos to Atlanta on their stadium and kudos to Indy on their, you know, just hospitality and infrastructure in the downtown area.
I will say that I enjoyed just the city and the vibe in Atlanta and the stadium more, and probably Pittsburgh. Those are probably the two that are unquestionably above Indianapolis for me, but that's not a slight against Indy by any means. It was great, really welcoming people, really great part of the country. So really cool. But I will say, the Lucas Oil Stadium, when the Colts score a touchdown, any touchdown, they pop streamers. You know, guys, come on, act like you've been there before. You know what I mean? It's a different vibe. That's all I'm saying.
But these are the same people that hang a banner that says, what was it, 2014 finalist and wild card.
And I tweeted these photos out, but they literally have banners that commemorate the seasons in which the Colts were a wild card team.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. Not every franchise has won 5 Super Bowls. And look, if you want to hang division banners, you want the division, go for it.
If you
want something, you know what I mean? But to hang up something about being a wild card team. And the other thing that's weird is they have a banner that says Super Bowl 46 host. And it's true, but I mean,
it's in the center of the stadium.
Yeah, but and lots of stuff like that's among the things you're the most proud for. But I mean, hey, but, you know,
to yeah, no, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, hey, you know, that's how they roll. So, you know, the fact that they throw streamers at touchdowns is just the way they roll.
That's true. Cowboys 8-6. You'll be back, I believe, sometime next weekend, hopefully to recap everything. Your official prediction now, what happens Cowboys-Buccaneers next Sunday afternoon?
Well, I'm going to kind of do a little bit of a qualification, if you will. If the division is already sealed in, so then...
So you're saying if the Eagles lose Sunday night and if the Redskins lose on Saturday.
Yeah, then I think the Cowboys go into that very relaxed and, you know, just get some rest for some people and what have you. And, you know, I'm not even sure that they'll win that game. I'm not sure there's anything to go out and win for other than just stay crisp.
If they are already division champs.
Yeah, and so I'm going to say that they might even lose that game. So I might say, you know, maybe 23-16. If they have to go in and win it, then I'm going to say that they're going to come out strong and they're going to do something like 35-21.
Okay, so you're saying if there's something to play for, they're coming out, flexing muscle, and getting it done.
Yeah.
So one way or another, then, you're saying by next Sunday at 4 o'clock, they're division champs.
We'll be able to buy caps, yeah.
Caps and T-shirts. Well, thanks for joining us here in Indianapolis. We had a great time again. Many thanks to the city of Indianapolis and those of you who reached out. We actually will both be back tomorrow. You'll be back on Ocho Live tomorrow on Monday, sometime in the evening. So look forward to that. Between now and then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. It will be okay, I promise. I know it sucks. It's okay to admit that it sucks.
Take an Advil.
Yeah, and that everything's going to be all right. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Enjoy your Monday. And we will see you mañana, my friends. As always.
Go Cowboys.
And peace out.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seemed smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.